This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, guys, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live. You hear that?
Yes,
live on the air, just like we're going to do this one right here, right now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject: I caught them on the side of the road. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for almost 20 years to a man that is very frugal. He is still driving the same Maxima he had when we met, and it's about to fall apart. He was so upset last year when I bought myself a 2020 Escalade with all the bells and whistles because he said it's a waste of money. I work too hard to be driving an old raggedy car, but I do feel sorry for him when he has to drive to meetings at his company's headquarters with his 120 miles away, which is 120 miles away from our house. The Maxima can't make it, so I allow him to drive my car. On Monday night, he said he was going to put gas in my car so he could leave early Tuesday morning. I was asleep when he left. Around 10 a.m., I got a text from roadside assistance letting me know help was on the way. I called to see what was going on with my car. The rep told me that it looked like my car was disabled on an exit ramp because it ran out of gas. I asked her for the exact location, and I jumped in the dusty Maxima and hit the road, praying that it wouldn't break down. I found my Escalade, and I pulled up behind it. I didn't see my husband, so I unlocked the door. That's when I saw him and his coworker lying on the back seat, grinding on each other.
God.
If I had only waited a few more minutes, they would have been having sex. My husband said he ran out of gas, and they had been waiting a long time, so one thing led to another.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Not only did he mess up my car by running out of gas, he tried to have sex with another woman in my car. He is disgusting, and I don't want him or the car anymore. The woman begged for my forgiveness, but she's not the issue. We have kids to consider, and he's begging me to work it out. What should I do? I know it's complicated because you have children and everything, but this was just so stupid on your husband's part. But what do you think you should do when you catch your frugal, as you call it, I'm just going to say cheap blank husband of 20 years in the back seat grinding on his coworker? He's lying to you. You catch him on the side of the road in your truck. This is the same truck that you were very generous and thoughtful and caring enough to let him use to make it to work. He had no regard for you, no regard for the car, none of that. He just lied. He didn't even want to get it at first. He didn't even want you to get it at first, I should say. But now he's all in there about to sleep with another woman. And don't believe your husband about one thing led to another. That first one thing, you know, should have never happened. It should have never happened. That was intentional. That was planned, I believe. And this is not the first time or the only time they've been together. Don't be surprised if they're having a full-fledged affair down there at that job. And I think there's just a lot more to this story that he's not telling you. So I think you should do what's best for you and the kids at this point, whatever that means. If that means putting him out, do that. Separating, do that. Divorce him and take everything, take him to the cleaners. If he wants anything, don't even let him have a Raggedy Maxima. Keep that too. You have a lot of options here. You know what to do, and I think you should do it. Steve?
Yeah.
You can't unsee what you saw, them grinding. You can't unsee that.
Well, all that's true. I caught him on the side of the road. I don't even understand how this happened.
Because he lied.
You've been married 20 years. He's frugal. Driving the Maxima. You met. You know, it's about to fall apart. Then he got mad at you because you bought a 2020 Escalade with all the bells and whistles. He said it was a waste of money. You know, and then you say you worked too hard to be riding. I don't know why we got to hear all this. You know, but I do feel sorry for him. He got dry to meetings at his company headquarters, 120 miles from my house. The Maxima can't make it, so I allow him to drive my car. On Monday night, he said he was going to put gas in my car so he could leave early Tuesday morning. I was asleep when he left around 10 a.m. Now, here it go crazy. I got a text from a roadside assistant letting me know help was on the way.
That happened at
10 a.m. So I'm trying to figure out, do these cars have that, like, OnStar in it?
Yes.
And they know
sounds
what's wrong
like
with your car?
Does,
something like that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Exactly. So the rep told me it looked like my car was disabled on an exit ramp because it ran out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your husband said he was going to put gas in the car the night before so he could take it. I don't know who got a girl in the car and ain't got no damn getaway gas. I'm just confused about this.
There's
man.
Such a thing as getaway gas, right?
Yeah, you can't be cheating in a car and ain't got the gas to cheat.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
How frugal is he? He don't put gas in the tank. He don't buy rooms. Damn. So when we come back, I'm going to break the rest of this letter down, and you're not going to like what I have to say. You just
please
not.
Please do, Steve.
Okay.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Strawberry Letter subject for today, I caught them on the side of the road. We'll get back into it right after this. We will. I can't wait for your response, Steve. I caught them on the side of the road. That was so stupid of him.
Hilarious.
We'll be back at 23 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's crazy strawberry letter. the subject is, I caught them on the side of the road. Here we go with part two.
So this man takes his wife Escalade. That's all we need to know. Was supposed to gas it up the night before, but he didn't. He gets in the truck about 10 a.m. and he goes to the company meeting that's 120 miles away. That's all you need to know. Well, around 10 a.m., the lady got a text from roadside assistance letting her know that help was on the way. So then she called to see what was going on with the car, and the rep told her that it looked like my car was disabled on an exit ramp because it ran out of gas. Now, couple things here. Obviously, that's some OnStar capability that's in a car. Text you, something wrong with the car. Maybe it was so low on gas that it looked like it was out of gas. I cannot believe he ran out of gas. But then he could have, because you said in the letter he's frugal. He didn't want you to get this new truck anyway. He said it was a waste of money. So now, the rep tells you it looks like the car is out of gas, and so you ask the exact location, you jump in his Raggedy Maxima, and you hit the road praying that it wouldn't break down. You found your Escalade, pulled up behind it, did not see your husband, so you unlocked the door. That's when I saw him and his coworker lying on the back seat grinding on each other. If I had only waited a few more minutes, they would have had sex. My husband said he ran out of gas and they had been waiting for a long time, so one thing led to another. Why in God's name are we having this discussion? Here's the part I know y'all ain't gonna like. When she walked up on that car and opened that door, and you in here grinding on your coworker, and you turned around and saw it was her, why did you not get out of the truck and just walk down in that ravine and go into them woods? Why would you stand there and have this damn conversation, which is not a winnable conversation? Why this man, when he was grinding, turned around and saw his wife back his ass down out of that back seat? Don't even turn and let your wife see your face. When you turn and you know it's her, scoot down off of that lady with your back to the door and walk your ass down that ravine and go off in them woods.
But
that would at least bought you some time. Your stupid ass said he ran out of gas and they had been waiting for a long time, so one thing led to another. All this could have been avoided if you once again had a walk down in that ravine and got your ass in them woods. Now, they're going to send hounds for you.
What would that have done, Steve?
Did you hear the conversation he just had?
What would that, if he had walked to the ravine, what? I mean,
then he wouldn't have had that, used that dumbass excuse that they ran out of gas and they waited so long and they were waiting so long, one thing led to another. Ain't no one thing led to nothing. If you keep your back to your wife, scoot down off of that lady in that back seat, never face her, and walk down that ravine and go in them woods, when they find you, somebody stole her truck, and I don't know who you saw back there grinding on that lady, but it was not me.
That's why I asked.
Why you got to get in them woods.
Steve, you're crazy. If you could make the sound of what it would sound like walking through woods butt-ass naked.
Yes, I
what
can.
Sounds
yes, I can. Here it is. This is walking naked in woods.
You're naked. You're not. You got a shirt on, but down the bottom part is completely
all
naked.
Right, here you go.
And you're barefoot.
You
what are the sounds? Let me hear.
I hate you for doing it.
Oh, Lord. Okay. It's
all this. What is that? I didn't know what that was.
Is that a spider? What's all these legs? What is this on me?
Naked and afraid. Naked
is
and afraid.
Is that a bribe? Push, push.
Steve, be quiet. Be quiet. You know what that is right there?
What?
That's the sound of pee running down his leg. Anyway, I just need these bushes down. Now all of a sudden you hear.
What is that?
Hounds is after me.
Not
I got to stay low.
Release.
Here comes the hounds. I got to find me a creek so I can throw them off my trail. Yeah, I'm being a week. I'm being in the woods about a week. It ain't no answer for you, lady. I ain't got nothing for you. I can't tell you if you're gonna leave you, man. I don't give a damn if you do got kids. I know you got to get that car burned out. That whole back seat got to get burned.
All right. Hit us up on Instagram and Steve Harvey FM with your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.